claims being made are that assets and properties have been moved from companies being sued in the litigation into another company. And this claim is being made against the backdrop of the Cassidy interests telling the High Court that they have limited resources to respond to requests for discovery in the case. The court has been told, for example, that they have been unable to retain senior and junior counsel or to pay rates to a scanning company, which is basically involved in making digital scans of documents to be handed over to the other side, that they're only able to pay a reduced rate to that firm. Now, the claims about the assets transfers, they're being disputed. There's a solicitor for the Cassidy interests, Edmund Dillon. He has disputed these claims and has looked for more time to respond to them. So we don't have a specific response from him other than he is disputing the claims that have been made.
I think there it's by understanding that he is putting the delays down to damage at his office from Storm Éowyn. So what's next then in the case? How is it going to proceed forward?
Yeah, well, I suppose that was one development, and another development was, criticism from the court over these repeated delays in providing discovery. Mr. Dillon, he partly attributed the most recent delay to flood and storm damage of his office in Listowel in County Kerry, as well as an illness that he said he had suffered. But the judge in the case, Mr. Justice Mark Sanfi, he warned Mr. Dillon that his side could not keep disregarding orders of the court, and that in such a situation, a party would normally face an application to have their defence struck out. And he said that Mr. Dillon had been before the court several times now, and the judge said he appreciated there had been a myriad of circumstances which perhaps justified some of the delays, but the judge said there comes a point when he has to consider whether these continued breaches of court orders amounts to a contempt. So very strong words from the judge. He's put the matter back for 3 weeks. Mr. Dillon has said that he anticipates that discovery can be completed within that three-week period. So we'll have to wait and see if that happens.
And finally, then, Shane, is this going to work in the favour of the people who are making the claim, or is it just a case that it's delaying things further and it's dragging it out?
Well, it's definitely dragging things out, and the counsel for the homeowners yesterday said that that this was having an ongoing effect on them. If it does go to a situation where the defence is struck out because of these ongoing delays, then that obviously would be in favour of the plaintiffs in the case. But I think they would rather at this point have their discovery so that they can actually get the case on.